Farnsworth, Brother and Sister, EW. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. April 1st, 1900. Dear Brother and Sister Farnsworth, I had hoped to have a letter to you sent the next morning, but could not do this, could not get it copied. But I will write a few lines in explanation. My soul was drawn out this morning in our season of worship for you in Geelong. Now it often comes to me to wish that you had true, experienced workers who could do the visiting, the house-to-house work. But it is not of the least use to educate girls to do this work, for they cannot do it. They may go through the motions, but the real internal working of the Holy Spirit must be working with them before they can work with others. I think if Sister Sho is ever of value, she will separate from the family where she has been. The influence in that family is not of the right order. Almost immediately after the resurrection of our Lord, he urged upon his disciples the blessing of spiritual baptism in his words, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." By that action of breathing upon them, they received the Spirit of Christ into their inner lives. The expiration of the Spirit by the Lord of life is the inspiration of every Christian. As the Lord breathed the breath into the clay he had formed, the vital, living element gave life to the clay, and it became a living soul. So Jesus Christ breathed upon his disciples, and they became his living witnesses. Christ gives the life to every human worker, to his ministers who bear the most solemn message ever to be given to man, to impart to man. We are to have, in these last days, life and vitality by the Holy Spirit's quickening influence. Every minister in word and doctrine needs to be breathed upon by the Lord Jesus. His word is life and vitality. Yes, eternal life to all who eat his flesh and drink his blood. Then all who love God and keep his commandments, through practicing his word, pluck and eat of the leaves of the tree of life, which are for the healing of the nations. The Lord has laid upon his ministers in these last days the burden of a world, and he has equipped them for the work, a spiritual work, that must be done. Endowed with power from on high, we can be successful. The reception of the Holy Spirit in the heart of the worker is the sure method of working. Success is certain. There are souls to be saved, and we need to be so closely connected with our Savior that we do know that we are doing His will. While praying this morning, my faith laid hold of the strength of Israel, and I was blessed in believing for the work that would be done in Geelong. God can bless by few as by many. It is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 4, verse 6. I am writing to Brother Murfitt. I hope you will see him, and after he gives you the donation for us, please ask him if he will loan a sum without interest or with a low interest for a term of years. The land is not yet all paid for, but will be before we begin to build. It is these things that make me feel I cannot leave Australia until there are further developments. I must see that building erected, if not finished. I hope you will be enabled so to present the situation that Brother Murfitt will do the liberal thing and help us at once to begin to build. We will therefore pray to this end, that you may have the Holy Spirit with you to draw as firmly as possible on the Lord's side. I shall have copies to send you of that which I have written for our physicians. As matters stand, I dare not pick up in a hurry and say farewell to Australia. I must continue here until I shall see it is safe for me to start, having full assurance I am walking in the way of the Lord. I would go on the first boat if it is made known the time has come for me to go, but I shall remain here until I obtain further light and clear evidence of our duty. I put myself in the hands of God fully, and I want to be kept by His power and watched over and guided. And I believe I shall have His Holy Spirit if I am obedient to all His commandments. I cannot write to Brother Starr in this mail, but will send you both something tomorrow if I can get it copied. It is in the hand of my editor, Maggie Hare. Maggie has come in for my letter. I must say, God bless you, and close up with my signature.